The ordinance addresses a number of issues related to chain stores opening on Main Street. Business license specialist Beth Bennion says they're working with the planning department to give council a number of options.
So the current process for business licensing is anything in city limits needs a pre-inspection before we can take the application. So that kind of presents a problem for people who are doing major tenant improvements and construction, and then the licensing comes kind of at the end of that process. So we're putting our heads together with planning to see what would be the best way. We're giving a platter of options to council and see what direction they'd like us to go in.
City Manager Diane Foster hasn't seen the lawsuit but is confident in the direction the city has taken.
As far as yesterday, I wasn't aware that we actually had been served. I had heard who some of the parties might be who were actually claiming to file suit. And, you know, a lot of times people will say, I'm going to sue the city, and then they don't necessarily follow through with it. And even if we do get served, I believe this is something that the city council and the community very much believes in, and I believe we're prepared to defend it.
The council meeting will also include a community center discussion. They've budgeted $6 million for the rec center project in City Park. Foster thinks the costs will be more, and staff is looking for direction on where to cut.
It would be great if we could come in at that budget. I think it's possible if we do some significant value engineering, and I'm not, when we look at what we want for the community, I think the budget's probably going to need to be more. That's ultimately City Council's decision about where they want to go on that. But this facility is primarily to serve seniors and summer day camp, as well as have other flexible community uses. And just what we're seeing with the cost of construction, it's highly unlikely that if we wanted to do what we think is the right thing there, that we could get it for $6.2 million.
The agenda includes a DACA resolution spearheaded by City Councilwoman Nan Worrell. The city has no legal recourse to the Trump administration's announcement to rescind the DACA order. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals allows qualifying children of illegal immigrants the opportunity to work, go to school, get a license, and join the military. It's a program Foster says the city supports and thinks passing a resolution sends a strong message to Utah's congressional delegation.
And it says to that delegation that this is a community that we value, that we believe we made a promise as a country, and we need to make good on that. Also, with a city that has DACA employees, and DACA isn't something that you report to the Human Resource Department. You simply get a work permit when that happens, and that avoids discrimination. We're hugely supportive of that.
The council meeting begins Thursday at 3 p.m. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.